Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
It's True Crime Tuesday on The Wake Up Call. Listener discretion advised.
It's time for another True Crime Tuesday here on The Wake Up Call. This case is one of the most profiled and unsolved murder cases in American history.
Oh.
The Black Dahlia.
Oh, yes! I've heard of this.
This story is about a woman named Elizabeth Short, who visited California a few times from her native Florida. But in 1946, she decided she was going to make a life and future for herself in Los Angeles. Friends and family of Elizabeth said that she moved to California to pursue an acting career, but there's no evidence to support that she was pursuing it that seriously. She told her family back home that she planned to be working at a naval hospital, but that was a lie. She actually didn't have a job at all and was mostly couch surfing with people that she would meet or group homes with as many as seven other girls in a one-bedroom apartment. She did, however, have a living arrangement for a short time at a home of a man named Mark Hansen. Mark would rent out rooms to young girls for little or no money. He simply enjoyed the company of young, aspiring women.
Creepy.
It is speculated that Mark was in love with Elizabeth Short, but she did not share the same feelings. In fact, it was reported that she was dating for dinner, meaning she couldn't afford to buy a meal on her own. She would court men on dates to simply have a hot meal to eat.
Ugh.
This lifestyle eventually led to speculation that she was actually a prostitute. Even though Elizabeth got this reputation, she was known to most men as being a tease. She was in very few actual relationships, but this lifestyle she was carrying on would upset Mark. He tried to play it cool, but he was still in love with her, regardless of her extracurricular activities. Before her disappearance, Elizabeth started lying to people and friends about her relationship. She would even boldly tell friends that she would be married in a few months to a man in the service. Or she would tell others that she was a widow after a son and husband had died. No one really knew the truth they were hearing from Elizabeth or where this was coming from. But in January 1947, Elizabeth did something strange. She made the short drive to San Diego for no reason. She had never visited San Diego before and didn't have any known acquaintances there. While in San Diego, Elizabeth was taken in by a woman who owned a movie theater after Elizabeth fell asleep in the theater and the woman let her stay at her house. While staying at the house in San Diego, Elizabeth starts to date a man with red hair. This man with red hair picks her up on January 8th and takes her and all of her luggage and leaves San Diego to return to Los Angeles to the Biltmore Hotel. This man with the red hair drops her off at the Biltmore, and she is seen making some phone calls. The hotel bellhop reported seeing Elizabeth spotting someone that she knew outside of the hotel. She leaves the hotel lobby, and that is the last time Elizabeth is ever seen alive. She had been missing for a few days before she was actually reported missing, since her nomadic lifestyle didn't raise any concern. Fast forward to January 15th, 7 days later, at 10 a.m., a woman is walking her baby in a stroller on her way to run errands and to get a heel fixed when she comes across a pile of glass on the sidewalk. To avoid the glass, she swerves the stroller onto the grass to discover what looks like a mannequin. But as the woman gets closer, she realizes that it's a human body. The body of Elizabeth Short. She is discovered totally nude, face up, with her arms above her head. She had been expertly cut in half at the waist.
What?
With a cut from ear to ear, like a huge smile on her face. Coming up, the cops are taunted by someone claiming to be the killer of the Black Dahlia, and why this is one of the most talked about murders in American history. We'll talk about it next, True Crime Tuesday on The Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
It's True Crime Tuesday on The Wake Up Call. Listener discretion advised.
It's True Crime Tuesday on The Wake Up Call. This is the true crime story of the Black Dahlia. The conclusion to the Black Dahlia story is one of graphic nature, so listener discretion is advised. Police found the body of 22-year-old Elizabeth Short on January 15, 1947. We won't get into the graphic details, but police are convinced she was bound and tortured for days leading up to the discovery of her body. The details of her death weren't released to the public to ensure that they could correctly capture her murderer. Police classified her murder as overkill and were convinced that the person that killed her knew her personally.
Oh.
Her body was washed clean with gasoline to destroy any evidence that might have remained on the body. Police continued their investigation, but started to run into dead ends with leads until both the police and the local media started receiving letters and phone calls from someone claiming to be Elizabeth Short's killer. To prove their claim, they sent a local newspaper some of the items Elizabeth had on her the day she died, including her birth certificate, her social security card, photos, and the address book of one of their suspects, Mark Hansen, who Elizabeth Short lived with before her disappearance and professed his love for her. Police decided to wiretap Mark Hansen's house. However, they walked away empty-handed. Unfortunately, Mark's life took a dramatic twist after he was found murdered by a young woman who was mad that he refused to marry her.
Well, what'll get you?
Sounds like you.
Running out of plausible suspects, the police decided to track down the man with the red hair that Elizabeth Short was seen with shortly before her death. Police discover that Red Manley, his real name, had a wife and child. And upon questioning, he tells police he picked her up to test himself to see if he could be faithful to his wife.
What?
Classic.
Even though police believed he knew more than he was telling them, they eventually cleared him of any wrongdoing. After that, the case of the Black Dahlia remained cold for years until 2004, when a man comes forward with a photo that he claims is a picture of his father and Elizabeth Short. The man claims that his father was one of the prime suspects in this case back in 1950 because he was a doctor that had an association with Elizabeth Short and had the knowledge to do what was done to Elizabeth's body. Come to find out, this doctor named George Hodell lived in a massive Los Angeles mansion with secret rooms with pornography and threw lavish parties for young women. With the means to pull this off, Dr. Hodel was also a suspect in the unusual murder of his own secretary. Police used their authority to wiretap this doctor, and the closest they ever got to having any sort of evidence was they could hear him asking, "Suppose I did kill the Black Dahlia?" They can't prove it now. They can't talk to my secretary anymore because she's dead. Now they might have figured it out. Dr. Hodel was never arrested. No further arrests have been made in the case of the Black Dahlia, and it's believed the case will never be solved.
Why didn't they arrest him?
They had no evidence by the time they figured it out.
But he was arrested, though, for killing his secretary, and he was convicted?
No, he was never convicted of anything.
Never convicted of that either.
What?
Yeah. Now, the story, the reason why she's called the Black Dahlia.
Yeah, I never knew that.
Right. So the reason they call her that, that was the name the men gave her that would see her frequent bars because she would go and pick up these men. It was almost kind of like calling her a Black Widow.
Oh.
There was a movie back in the day called The Blue Dahlia. And the character that movie is named after did something very similar, would go and pick up men and kill them in the movie, I guess.
I didn't know that.
She always wore black dresses and black outfits, so they called her the Black Dahlia.
And she was cut in half?
In half. There was a foot in between the top and the bottom.
Not her foot, like a foot
the
in
length.
Do they think it was done in that field?
No.
No, they think it was done at George Hodel's house.
Yeah.
Because there was the amputation was done in a way that was taught at medical schools for just a short period of time. And he happened to have gone to medical school during that very short period of time.
Yeah.
Guys, we got to get him.
He's dead.
He's dead now. Yeah.
Justice served.
Okay.
It's True Crime Tuesday on The Wake Up Call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.